Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the screen addiction and reclaiming our lives, one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is all about leveling up that inner confidence, because seriously, who needs external validation when you've got that fire burning inside you? Ever feel like social media has this weird way of making you compare yourself to everyone else? You scroll through these seemingly perfect lives, and suddenly your own feels a little lacking. Well, guess what? That's all a bunch of carefully curated smoke and mirrors. Real confidence doesn't come from likes or followers, it comes from knowing your worth, rocking who you are, and trusting in yourself. And the best part? You can absolutely build that self-assuredness, even if your phone is trying its best to distract you. Today, we're diving into 5 game-changing tips that will help you ditch those comparison traps and unleash your inner badass. First up, let's talk about mindful scrolling. I know, it sounds like a contradiction in terms, but hear me out. Instead of mindlessly swiping through feeds, actually pay attention to what you're consuming. Are these accounts uplifting and inspiring? Or are they draining your energy and making you feel less than? If it's the latter, time to hit that unfollow button. Your mental well-being is worth more than a few fleeting likes, trust me. Next up, we've got self-care supercharging. You wouldn't put fuel in a car without checking the gauge, right? So what treat your mind and body any differently? Make time for activities that truly nourish you, whether it's yoga, reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, or simply having a bubble bath with zero distractions. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Now, let's talk about celebrating your wins, big and small. We often get so caught up in chasing the next goal that we forget to acknowledge how far we've already come. So make a conscious effort to celebrate those victories, give yourself a high five, treat yourself to something you love, or simply journal about what makes you proud. Recognizing your achievements builds confidence and reminds you of your incredible capabilities. Next up, embrace your imperfections. You know that saying, perfection is overrated? Well, it's so true. Embrace your quirks, those things that make you uniquely, wonderfully you. They're the very things that set you apart and make life more interesting. Remember, confidence isn't about being flawless, it's about owning who you are, flaws and all. Finally, let's talk about setting boundaries with your phone. This doesn't mean becoming a digital hermit, although sometimes it sounds tempting. But rather finding a healthy balance. Designate screen-free time for activities you truly enjoy, spend time with loved ones, pursue hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. By creating those boundaries, you reclaim control over your time and energy, leaving more room for self-discovery and confidence building. Let me tell you a story about this amazing woman I met at a coffee shop the other day. She was on her laptop, working diligently, but then she paused, closed it, and looked up at me with this radiant smile. I used to be glued to my phone, she said, but now I make time for reading every morning. It's incredible how much more peaceful and confident I feel. That right there is the power of intentionality, choosing what truly nourishes you, both physically and mentally. You can build that confidence, one mindful moment at a time. So remember, my awesome listeners, your phone doesn't define you. Your worth comes from within. Start today by implementing these tips and watch your confidence soar. Unplug from the noise, reconnect with yourself, and embrace the incredible person you already are. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any awesome self-confidence wins in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of phone-free wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected with yourself first.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.